Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Welcome, everyone. This is Victor Pitts subbing in for Monty Khan on this week's edition of Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. This week's show is being held in at the Domain Roundtable Conference in Seattle, Washington, for the third annual Domain Roundtable. We have a couple of guests with us today. The first guest, of course, is none other than Jay Westerdahl, who is the CEO of Name Intelligence and who is the organizer of the Domain Roundtable since its inception. And we'll have Jay on in just a moment. Also joining us is an attendee of the show, Phil Craig. Phil is a domainer. His business is a domain into dollars, and we'll have the perspective of an attendee at the show, and we may be joined by another special guest that's also an attendee of the show, so that you get a little bit of a cross mix of from the organizer's perspective as well as attendees. But without further ado, I'd like to at this time introduce to each of you Jay Westerdahl. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Hi, Victor. This is good to be on the show, and I'm looking forward to all your questions and letting people know about what we're about and how the conference is heading and what we have in future.
Outstanding. Well, Jay, of course, this being the third version of the show, can you tell us just a little bit about the original concept of the show and where you are right now and where you see things going?
Well, the original concept of the show was we were originally whois.sc, as most people know, in the domain community. And once our user base got over 100,000 users, we decided that we would have some kind of meeting, some kind of conference, and we started planning that in early 2004. We ended up doing something in 2005, and every year we've been holding an annual conference. And it's been getting bigger and better, and the quality of the program keeps on and going up, and we're starting to get more domain focused. We started out initially having a lot of intellectual property and ICANN policy issues, the full gamut. Lately, we've been specializing in domain related issues for domainers. That seems to be a target audience that we feel that is basically our core audience. We still have a lot of intellectual property sessions. We've had Microsoft and several other firms come out here and let us know what they're seeing in their space, and it's been very educational. People I've talked to have said that they're getting a lot out of those sessions because the session about trademark bullies, where Microsoft is on both sides. Not only do they have to defend their mark, but they also have to go out and do the reverse. They have to fight off people that may be infringing using their own mark or some other confusing way.
Now, Jay, you and your company, Name Intelligence, are renowned for your use of smart use of technology and innovation. And there's a lot of that going on here at the show. Can you talk a little bit about some of the innovative things that you're doing, such as the smart card and so forth from the show?
Yeah, so the name badge that we're using is an electronic badge. It allows people to transfer cards and contacts information easily. When the attendee gets back home, they can easily download the all the contacts of everyone that they've talked with, a CVS format or a V-card format. And they don't have to sit there and transcribe all the cards. They can still do the regular cards, but we think it helps people integrate better into the show. I've had a number of people come up to me and tell me that it's nice because they feel like they're making more contacts and will have the ability to network even after the show now, because not everyone has the bandwidth to trade cards, but it's really easy to walk up to a person and and instantly sync with them and have their contact information.
And besides that, it also kind of works like a PDA, I think, as well, in that you have the agenda for the show so that, hanging from your neck, you have a easy reference agenda, as well as the ability to do messaging and broadcast out things for the group to know. And when you're at a show, oftentimes it's hard to stay in touch with the attendees when there's a change in venue or something. But this really does kind of take care of some of those issues.
Yeah, so we've actually done a lot with that. So as the sponsors are setting up the evening events and stuff like that, we were able to broadcast messages. A poker tournament got moved. We were able to tell people that it was delayed. And those are the kinds of things that, you can post it on the website, but people are walking around the halls not looking at the website. So the agenda, the interactive voting in the session panels, where a panelist can ask the question to the audience and get a real-time response, and then can actually talk on those points and see where the direction is going.
Yeah, that was a nice feature. We saw that a couple of times at the shows yesterday, some of the sessions, and it does help the speakers then to better gauge what the attendees are interested in and be able to tailor their presentation more towards the listener. And get more value out of the session as a result. Tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you're doing. I know this is your first year of doing an auction, and I think the auction starts tomorrow. And just give us kind of an overview of what you're doing in that respect.
Sure. So the first thing that happens is when our attendees arrive here, we've got a big screen TV that's displaying all the things that is coming up to auction. We've also posted it on Domain Tools as a streaming applet. In the middle of the day, we have basically about 1,000 people simultaneously looking at this applet. So we're not only having interactive participation from the viewing of the names that go into the auction from the attendees, but also from the people online that are looking up records. We've been broadcasting some keynote speakers, and some of the main events in the main auditorium. Some of the side panels, we haven't set up the cameras in those rooms. But we're trying to let people who haven't attended the conference see what's going on. So Frank Schilling's speech last night was broadcast, and we'll put that up on YouTube so everyone can watch it. But it's, if I understand how, people can be on vacation or trapped or not able to get into their schedule. So, our purpose for this conference is to bring the industry together and to make it a better industry. And, it's certainly not about making money for the conference. We basically run it at cost, and it's something that we do, and we're really passionate about it.
What are, in terms of the mix of the attendees that are here at this year's show, can you kind of highlight some of the attendees, some of the sponsors that are participating from the different elements of the industry? So what does the profile of the attendees of this year's show, what does it look like?
Well, you have everyone from the big names like Frank Schilling and Kevin Ham, and the ones that everyone has seen in magazines and stuff like that, they're here. We've also got the people that are just getting into it. I've met a couple people with brand new portfolios that are excited about it and looking forward to learning. I've met a few people that, they've got names from 1994. They've never parked them. They don't know anything about it. They're coming. They're learning. They're networking with the people here, and they're just blown away by how much there is in the room and in the sessions and the quality and caliber of people. Overall, it's the interaction with the heavyweights and the people just getting in that makes it a very fun event.
Outstanding. So, any early indication of what's on the chart for next year, and how are you going to top this year's Domain Roundtable?
Well, we're still in the planning process, but we're going to be right on that next week as soon as we're wrapping up the auction. And we're looking forward to announcing what our plans are for the next year.
And Jay, for our listening audience and all the people that listen to the show on podcasts. What are the how can they go about getting in touch with you or learning more about Name Intelligence or staying in touch with Domain Roundtable in future shows?
Well, the best way to stay abreast on what's happening in the Domain Roundtable is just by going to the domainroundtable.com. On the right-hand side, there's a newsletter sign-up. Just enter in your email address, and we'll alert you when there's Domain Roundtable related news, what we're planning, what we're doing. If you don't want to be have it in your email, a lot of people have RSS subscriptions. There's a way that you can just put it into your feed reader and read it there. So we have a couple hundred subscribers right now, and we also broadcast those messages for the Domain Roundtable on the Domain Tools blog as well. It's actually a specific tag on the Domain Tools blog, which is the creation of the Domain Roundtable RSS feed and email list.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Jay, I do appreciate you being on the Domain Master Show and having us here at the Domain Roundtable. Moniker is yet to miss one of the shows, and we look forward to a long run of Domain Roundtable and the seeing all the innovation that you bring to the industry. So, again, I do thank you for being on Domain Masters today.
Yeah. Well, Victor, I thank you for coming, and look forward to your active involvement in the future, and I will talk to you guys later.
Fantastic. Well, folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be bringing on Phil Craig, a domainer that's attending the show, for his take on the show and why he came and what he's getting out of it. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare. You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. M-O-N-I-K-E-R. More than a name.
FriendFinder.
FriendFinder.
The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With FriendFinder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend
to your wallet. Get more traffic maximizing details now
at friendfinder.com.
Mr. Scott, I can't get any more information onto our website.
I'm doing the best I can, Captain. There's no more room on the server. It's gonna blow.
Evaluation, Mr. Spock.
The logical answer is Lunar Pages. Reputation, reliability, and legendary 24/7 support makes Lunar Pages the host to cling on to.
Did you say Klingon?
Aye, Captain. Sign up at lunarpages.com and get $700 off coffee cup software absolutely free. If you call, they will answer.
Lunar Pages it is. Beam us aboard, Mr. Scott.
For out-of-this-world web hosting, Lunar rocks.
Sign up for web hosting with lunarpages.com and use coupon code LUNATICS to get $28 off.
Who dares enter the sacred and awesome presence of the everlasting know-it-all, Yoga?
My name is Barry Schwartz.
I am the keeper of a greater magic, a power known throughout the universe as the...
The Force?
No, the Schwartz.
That's something to check out.
Discover the power of Barry, Rusty Brick Schwartz, and the Search Engine Roundtable on The Pulse.
The Pulse.
On demand anytime. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Never underestimate the power of the Schwartz.
You have arrived
at the destination for education and entertainment.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
You're still master of your domain.
Yes.
Master of my domain.
Here's your host.
All right, folks, welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. My name is Victor Pitts, and I'm your guest host this week, subbing in for Monty Khan. If you missed the first part of the show, we are broadcasting from the Domain Roundtable Conference in Seattle, Washington. This is for the third year of the Domain Roundtable. We've been here in each and every one of the shows. And we earlier in the show, we had Jay Westerdahl, who's the CEO of Name Intelligence, who is the actual organizers of the Domain Roundtable Conference. At this time, I'd like to introduce you to Phil Craig. Phil is the owner of DomainsAndTwoDollars.com. He is a domainer attending this year's Domain Roundtable Conference, and welcome to the show, Phil.
Hey, thanks, Victor. Thanks for having me on.
All right, fantastic. Phil, can you tell us just, first of all, introduce the audience and to yourself a little bit about you and your business, and what was it that interested you in the Domain Roundtable Conference to motivate you to come?
Okay, Victor. Well, I've been a domainer, I guess, before it became called domainers. I started buying and selling domain names back in the late 90s, but never really approached it from a business perspective, sort of did it as a hobby. Picked it up on my spare times, would do what I think probably many people do, is see a name that they thought, oh, that's interesting, or see something in the paper, oh, that's going to be a fad, and pick it up. Well, as the boom unfolded in the late 90s and till the year 2000, that ended up being somewhat profitable. I'd buy a name for 70 bucks, I think it was at the time, and I'd turn around and I'd be able to sell it for $1,000, and I never really took it to be a business, though. I always thought, well, this is fun. It's a game. And so I kept doing that. It got a little bit slow, but I never depended on it for my sole source of income. And then, but at the same time, I was involved in real estate. And so I was very active in the real estate market and saw the handwriting on the wall as far as the mid-2000s and how the market was shaping up, and started folding up my real estate operations and decided, well, I'm going to focus more on this domain business because it has a lot of similarities to the real estate market, and the barrier to entry was a lot lower, and there's a lot less risk, and I think a lot more opportunity. I think one of the speakers told us that the average return on investment for a good domain name is 22% annualized. Well, heck, I mean, that's a nice return on investment. That's a hard return to gain anywhere else. So I started focusing on domaining in earnest about 2 years ago, developing out both ways, both just parking names and also doing development on names, and got to a point where I was making and am making a fairly decent income at it, but also saw it as a solitary pursuit. There aren't a lot of people you can go talk to about it in your own hometown, at least not in my hometown, even though it's a university town. So I decided to start reaching out because I know that my knowledge can be expanded, and I wanted to start networking like I was doing in the real estate business, and meet other people in the business and learn more about it. What's really been cool about this conference is the sense of community that I've experienced here, that everyone, no matter what the level of experience, has been very open, willing to share, and willing to give their insight and input on whatever ideas you might float, which is somewhat rare in many of these conferences. If you were to go to like a real estate conference these days, it doesn't have the same kind of feel. It's much more competitive, whereas this is, I don't get the feeling of competition. It's more of a community. So, boy, long answer to a short question, Victor.
Well, it was an excellent answer, and you touched on a few things that I'd like to come back to. Obviously, the you know, similarities of the real estate market with you coming from that background and having that perspective, and comparing that to you know, to domain names, which are oftentimes referred to as a virtual real estate. We hear that comparison a lot, and while some will compare the domain names more to the stock market and a number of other different areas that they would compare it to, but from your perspective, how has the industry changed relating to domain names? How has it changed since you first got involved in the market a few years ago?
It's changed dramatically in the sense that the easy pickings are gone. What I did in the late 90s and early 2000s is sort of stumbled upon good names. And it's not something that, since there are more people involved in it, it's not something I think you can stumble upon anymore. You need to put some thought into your strategy and develop a game plan on what business you're going to be in and approach it more as a business. So I think the easy, low-hanging fruit has been picked. I don't think the opportunities are gone. I just think they're different opportunities.
Got you. And as far as the sessions that are here at this show at the Domain Roundtable, what have been some of the sessions that you've sat in on, and were you able to pick up some new information that you didn't have before you attended the conference?
Yeah, I think the last guest mentioned the panel discussion with the attorneys. It's always good to get the attorneys' opinions for free. And so I enjoyed that. I thought that getting Microsoft's opinion was very helpful. I just came out of a panel discussion where one of the speakers was from Google, and he was giving Google's take on how to monetize your domains and what where a domainer should go in doing that. And I thought that was invaluable, as well as the guy who started Wi-Fi.com, who is just an average guy who bought a premium domain and has really ran with it and has decided to go deep on a name versus go wide. And it was very valuable to see him hear him share his success and to meet him in person and realize, you know, he's just like you and I.
Phil, you mentioned that you do, you've done a combination of developing as well as parking within your portfolio right now. What percentage of it is parked as opposed to developed?
I'd say 10% is developed and 90% of it is parked. I the way I look at domain names is sort of like a ball team, where my names are all my college recruits, and I go recruit these college players, and then I bring them into my farm league, which would be the parking services, and then I let them prove themselves. And once they've proven themselves in some way, then I give them a little bit more responsibility, and then let them show me that they can handle that added responsibility. And then if I think they're ready for the major league, then that's when I launch them into something that I dedicate a lot more time and resources to. So 90% are still in the minor leagues.
And tell us your domainsintodollars.com. Is this your flagship business?
No, domainsintodollars is a result of a lot of people. My wife is a flight attendant, and a lot of the guys the pilots that she worked with have been very disillusioned with their jobs because of what's been going on in the industry, and they're looking for ways of making more money, and they're just sort of feeling like they're in a dead end, and they're saying, well, what the heck does this guy do? He lives at home and stays at home and walks his dogs during the day, and he doesn't have to go to a job, and what is he doing? And so I decided, rather than keep giving them the same explanation over and over again, that there was a need for some type of course, something that would help people get a quick introduction to the business from a sole proprietor, a one-horse show kind of perspective. And so I've been working with a friend of mine, John Hoffler, to come out with this course, basically to explain the domaining process, how to become a domainer, basically as a small operator rather than some of these operations that are at the show, and they're making buckets of money, are very cash resource intensive. And I think that there's some opportunity to the small guy, but they just don't know where to start, and they don't have a clear path to follow. So this domains into dollars is going to provide that path. It's still being developed. One of the reasons for me to be at the show is to make sure that I'm not leaving anything out, and to make some connections that can provide resources for the folks that are going to be taking the course. So that site isn't live as far as someone being able to go there and get the resources now. There's an opt-in so that someone can be informed when it is live, but right now it's not live. It's going to be launched by the end of the month.
What do you think of this? Some of this technology that's in place here at the Domain Roundtable that somewhat differentiates this show from others. For example, the intelligent or electronic card exchange and that type of thing. What is your take on that?
I really like the electronic card. I mean, it makes it so easy to. It takes away the added stress of having to write down people's names and remember things that you really are going to forget quickly. Now you can just go up to somebody with a smart card and flash them and know that when you get home, this information is going to be sent to you and you'll have access to it and you'll be able to work with it. So, boy, this is a really nice addition, and I think they've done a great job. Very good value for the money as far as attending one of these conferences. I highly recommend it. If you're going to be serious in this business, you got to come.
Fantastic. And Phil, have you attended any other shows in the domain space? I know you mentioned the real estate shows and so forth, so you got a lot of experience in trade shows, but are there any other domain type of shows that you've attended?
No, I haven't. This is my first one. I knew that there was one on the East Coast, but I didn't want to go to the East Coast. I think it was earlier in the summer, and so when I saw that this was being offered in Seattle, I thought, what a great opportunity to come to Seattle, which is a beautiful city, and experience Seattle and also experience the domaining world.
Well, it's always a smart idea to learn more about the business that you're in and how to expand your awareness of opportunities and know the right way to do things. So attending shows is a way to obtain that ongoing education and be able to interact with the people within the industry that you can ask questions to directly. And that's just not something that you can get via a website usually or via email. So definitely is a smart move in coming to the show. Are you going to be participating in the auction tomorrow night?
I haven't really studied the list to really decide whether there's anything there I'm going to buy. So I think I'll be an observer, but I'm not at this point. I don't see myself buying something just because I'm not prepared to do that.
Very good. Well, listen, Phil, we definitely appreciate you being on Domain Masters this week. Again, we're being joined by Phil Craig, who is the owner of DomainsIntoDollars.com. He's a domainer attending the Domain Roundtable Conference in Seattle, Washington. This is a show that started Sunday, August 12th, and runs on through to Wednesday, where they would be collimating the actual event with their domain auction. So wish them the best of luck and success with the show. And, Phil, we do appreciate you being on Domain Masters with us this week.
Thanks, Victor. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks. Well, listen, thanks for tuning in. Again, my name is Victor Pitts, and I'm the guest host of Domain Masters for this week. Monty Khan will be back on the saddle next week. It is regular time, being Wednesday night at 7 p.m., like it is every week. So please stay tuned to Domain Masters next week at the regularly scheduled time, and appreciate you staying or tuning in to us here tonight. Look forward to seeing you. If you're here at Domain Roundtable, be sure to look me up. Otherwise, we'll be talking at one of the upcoming shows or speaking to you through Domain Masters in an upcoming episode. So thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.